Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today from Wollongong, from the Wollongong headquarters, is Becky Gollings, and we are going to talk about Wow Day. Good day, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
No worries, my pleasure.
Today is Wow Day,
which is right.
Wear Orange Wednesday, and it's an important day for the SES volunteers.
Yes, it's a very important day for SES volunteers, but also for the community as a whole, because it's a day where we get to say thank you to those 40,000 SES volunteers across the country. As the name suggests, they're volunteers. They don't get paid for what they do. So it's just a way for us to say thank you to all those hours that the volunteers put in for free.
40,000 people who give their time and effort and their talent for free, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 12 months a year.
Yeah, that's right. They're available rain, hail or shine. And a lot of them have day jobs. You know, we've got many volunteers who are doctors, lawyers, bankers, teachers, bus drivers, mums, dads. They come from all different walks of life, from all different cultures, from different communities, and they range in age. We take some as young as 16, right up to 80, and sometimes even 90 years. We just had a volunteer a few months ago turn 90 years old. So
Wow. Quite a
diverse range of people from all different cultural backgrounds as well. So they really are incredible people.
These are the people that we see who assist us when there's a big hail coming our way or storm or flooding. They help us out, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. So when there's a big storm that comes around and you see a tree that's crashed down or a roof is blown off or there's lots of flooding and people need to be rescued, these are the people in orange that come out to save you or to help you with the damage that might have been caused by a storm. And they're there doing it for free simply because they're really passionate about giving back to their community. So Wow Day is a day, as the name suggests, Wear Orange Wednesday. So we're asking people to wear something orange, whether it's a T-shirt or a pair of pants or a skirt, a scarf, a hat, anything that you can find that's orange. Pop that on as a show of support for the SES. And if you can take a selfie, so put that selfie up on social media and share with the hashtag Thank You SES. That will really help us spread the message about giving thanks to our SES volunteers.
Just to put it in context, just in the past 12 months alone, there were 46 disasters that the SES responded to, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's been quite a busy 12 months for SES volunteers. In particular, in recent months, we had Cyclone Debbie devastate Queensland and also those terrible floods in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. We had around 1,200 volunteers deployed to those areas alone during that time. And it was quite a significant flood event for those people who are still trying to get back on their feet. So we had a lot of volunteers helping those people. And again, you know, they did it for free purely because they're passionate about helping people in times of disaster.
And we're not just talking about volunteers who turn up on the day and say, I'm willing to help. It's these people who give extra time and effort for training as well, because it takes special training to be able to respond.
Absolutely. Our volunteers are highly trained people. So when they join up with the SES, they go through a lot of training in terms of how to respond to a storm or a flood job. Once they've got that basic training under their belt, they can go on to get trained in other areas where we support other agencies like police in car crashes, or if we have to go out and help police with search for a missing person, or if someone's fallen down a cliff, they have to get trained in vertical rescue techniques. And there are other roles that volunteers do in terms of community education. So when the weather's fine, we like to go out to a number of communities and tell them how they can prepare for floods and storms so they can stay safe in those times of severe weather. So there's a range of things that our volunteers are trained in. And it just goes to show you, if you are interested in volunteering with the SES, there's a number of things that you can do. You don't necessarily have to get out in those storms up on roofs or driving trucks. If you're keen to do that, you can. But there's lots of things behind the scenes that you can do as well if you are interested.
What is the biggest disaster that you had to respond to? the SES?
We've responded to countless natural disasters over the years. In New South Wales alone, we've been going since 1955. We had a terrible flood come through the town of Maitland in New South Wales, and that's what started up New South Wales SES. And just recently, as I mentioned, Cyclone Debbie and the flooding in northern New South Wales, that was a significant event for our volunteers in those communities. And over the years, we've seen some pretty terrible flooding right across the country and storms and the like. So it goes to show you that Mother Nature can be quite ferocious, but thankfully we have people like SES volunteers who are willing to give up their time to help people recover from these terrible situations. So I guess WOW Day is really a day for us to say thank you for that contribution, because without them we just wouldn't be able to do and bounce back as quickly as we do from these sorts of weather events.
Apart from wearing orange, what else can we do?
Well, if you don't have anything orange in your wardrobe, don't panic, because we do have some icons on our Wear Orange Wednesday website. That's at wearorangewednesday.com.au. Those little icons you can download and pick whichever one you want to use for your Facebook or Twitter profile, so you can show your support that way. But if you do see an SES volunteer out on the day, just give them a wave, say thanks, and show your appreciation for their contribution.
And anyone can volunteer?
Absolutely. Anyone over the age of 16 can volunteer with any skill set, from any background, any walk of life. If you're interested, I'd encourage you to go to the website, ses.org.au, and make contact with the SES in your state to find out how you can get more involved.
Thank you very much, Becky Golling from the SES. Thank you for all the work you do, most especially today, Wear Orange Wednesday.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.